Chapter 14. Aspirin. Words. Answer. Aspirin. At last. At 1 o'clock. Break. Pause. Chemical.Chemicals. Chemistry. Classroom. Crystal. Desk. Dorms. 4. Get. Something. Get.Somewhere. Gray. Guy. Half. Of course. Often. Paper. Past. At 8:30.Pharmacy. Pill. Sheet of paper. Sit down. Smart. Some. Something. Stinking. Task.10. Test. To test. To pass a test. That. Think. Try. Watch. White.Wonderful. Aspirin. This is Robert's friend. His name is Paul. Paul is from Canada. English is his native language. He can speak French very well, too. Paul lives in the dorms.Paul is in his room now. Paul has a chemistry test today. He looks at his watch. It is 8 o'clock. It is time to go. Paul goes outside. He goes to the college. The college is near the dorms. It takes him about 10 minutes to go to the college.Paul comes to the chemical classroom. He opens the door and looks into the classroom. There are some students and the teacher there. Paul comes into the classroom. Hello, he says. Hello, the teacher and the students answer. Paul comes to his desk and sits down. The chemistry test begins at 8:30. The teacher comes to Paul's desk. Here is your task, the teacher says. Then he gives Paul a sheet of paper with the task. You must make aspirin. You can work from 8:30 to 12 o'clock. Begin, please, the teacher says. Paul knows this task. He takes some chemicals and begins.He works for 10 minutes. At last, he gets something gray and stinking. This is not good aspirin. Paul knows that he must get big white crystals of aspirin. Then he tries again and again. Paul works for 1 hour, but he gets something gray and stinking again.Paul is angry and tired. He cannot understand it. He stops and thinks a little. Paul is a smart guy. He thinks for a minute and then finds the answer. He stands up. "May I have a break for 10 minutes?" Paul asks the teacher. "Of course you may," the teacher answers. Paul goes outside. He finds a pharmacy near the college. He comes in and buys some pills of aspirin. In 10 minutes, he comes back to the classroom. The students sit and work. Paul sits down. "May I finish the test?" Paul says to the teacher in 5 minutes. The teacher comes to Paul's desk. He sees big white crystals of aspirin. The teacher stops in surprise. He stands and looks at aspirin for a minute. "It is wonderful. Your aspirin is so nice. But I cannot understand it. I often try to get aspirin, and I get only something gray and stinking," the teacher says. "You passed the test," he says. Paul goes away after the test. The teacher sees something white at Paul's desk. He comes to the desk and finds the paper from the aspirin pills. "Smart guy. Okay, Paul. Now you have a problem," the teacher says. It is time to go to college. Monday morning, a mother comes into the room to wake up her son. "Get up! It is 7 o'clock. It is time to go to college." "But why, Mom? I don't want to go." "Name me 2 reasons why you don't want to go," the mother says to the son. "The students hate me, for one, and the teachers hate me, too." "Oh, they are not reasons not to go to college. Get up!" "Okay, name me 2 reasons why I must go to college," he says to his mother. "Well, for one, you are 55 years old. And for two, you are the head of the college. Get up now!"